launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed. Here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be back with you on RBN. This is Lightspeed Times 2, and I am Steve Starrs. Glad to be back with you again, as I am on Mondays. Glad that you are there. I hope you're all doing well, recovering from the storm. It's been out there quite a bit. I know we've had some snow here. We're expecting more here in Colorado. But big news happening all over, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things happening. As you know, the conclusion of the meeting of the idiot minds in Davos has happened now. They're all returning with their private jets, pumping out all that carbon dioxide because they deserve that to help us contain our gas stoves and, you know, shut down our cars and anything else that might breathe. You know, that's they have come back from this convention. Now they're on their way back, apparently, and with the suitable conclusions that they had already drawn up. Now they're wanting to put together what they call this World Health Organization treaty that's going to take over the entire world and tell everybody how they have to operate and put everybody on their specific diet, and then of course inject everybody with all these toxic mRNA, DNA altering germs. Well, not germs, but genetics is what they are. They're going into gene editing. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But just to kind of clarify where we are now, they had a basically, they were taking the comments from people, comments about what would be necessary if there are any objections to what they call the World Health Federation or the World Health Assembly. It's WHA instead of WHO. I'm sorry, got that right. WHA. And this assembly is basically a we say so organization of world controlling power is what it really is, underneath World Health Organization as a whole, you know, and same another three-letter abbreviation for another appendage of this monster. Anyhow, they said all the objections that you might have, objections to the plans that we are setting in order here, should be registered and placed into our forum by the 15th of January, because everything's going to take place in 3 months, in January, February, March, somewhere around in that time, maybe April, as far as that far out. And we want to make sure that everybody's online. In other words, they want you to sign on, take the I accept button. You're part of this. They'll give you a very short period of time to really look at what's going on as usual. And then they're going to implement all these things as they see fit at the appropriate time, saying, well, you already agreed to this, which is what we've talked about before here. They have been setting us up for a takeover all this time. Now, you know, the Republicans have taken over in Congress right now, and they're exerting some pressure here and there, a number of different things that we'll talk about maybe today and maybe take some of your phone calls, too. But what we're looking at specifically are issues concerning we know about the Biden the Biden propaganda and also the Biden documents that are appearing everywhere, and Hunter paying over $50,000 a month or pretty close to that to rent a property where his Corvette is stored along with all these documents, and they're trying to cover that up. I'll get into that a little bit too. But the key thing is right now the Republicans need to take on this World Health Organization treaty almost immediately and identify it. Because the way this works is they will circulate this treaty, and if the Senate, which right now is dominated by the Democrats, approves this treaty, it goes into effect. And that means it takes over your entire legal system. We are now under an obligation to admiralty and an international agreement that we have made rather than your constitutional rights. So that's one of the reasons why this needs to be highlighted at this moment, because they're planning to set up a World Health Organization medical tyranny lockdown on you. And they're going to force vaccines and lockdowns and maskings and weekly tests and then the QR codes and everything else that goes with it. You know about that. So this is all coming down very quickly. It's another thing that needs to be dealt with. I mean, we've got plenty of time for Joe Biden's hidden documents, I believe, and that's another one of those things over on the surface. Or that's a product for the show, The View. You know what I mean? That's where that ought to go. So people who are real interested in soap operas, and of course they should be. There's a lot of stuff there concerning all these payments and things. I mean, there's just mountains of evidence that would indict any real and honest president, well, not honest, presidential process, not president, but presidential process of impeachment, an honest impeachment. You know, there should be penalties, I believe, for enacting acts of impeachment that are based on lies and fabrications. That is what happened with Donald Trump. But in this case, there should be impeachments and penalties for people who have actually committed high crimes and treason, bribery, just obscuring all kinds of information the way they did, controlling the media the way they did. We can talk about that as well. But the bottom line is this. We are facing some very big things coming up. This World Health Organization treaty and the immediate necessity to start the impeachment on Biden. I don't want to hear about all the documents and spend 6 months or 2 years with another Peyton Place looking at this and that, when in fact we know he's already committed these crimes. He had done this before the 2016 election, my friends. I mean, this goes way back. So I'm not a pessimist about what's happening here, but I am saying that, you know, the showcase of this Peyton Place, love letters found in, not love letters, it's just corruption letters and payments and things like that, all kinds of direct connections to the Biden administration and this corruption. But when I'm talking about that, I'm saying that is really not, I don't think it's the real issue. And a lot of people have felt like, and rightfully so, I think, rightfully so. Because I think they've actually seen that, you know, we have had a problem with becoming over-obsessed with the paper trails and all these things and the impeachment process. The real problem is, if they're going to impeach Biden, and I've said this before, they need to do it by Groundhog Day, to be honest. They really should. They should be doing that immediately. And there's a number of reasons, of course. These are high crimes, bribery and treason. Then you have Amendment 25. Okay, finally, he did not win the election. So we got a lot of problems. Good news is, of course, the appeals court, Supreme Appeals Court, I believe, in Arizona, has decided that Carrie Lake, her case will be heard. So, Maricopa County is obviously, they've been caught blatantly red-handed in that election, and that one should be reviewed, and it's a very good chance that that should be overturned as far as the election validity and the way things went at this point right now. They have to look at that. But that is happening in one case, and that's moving ahead. So I'm not altogether negative about what's happening. As you know, I think that the Republicans have already decided they are not going to fund the, 87,000 IRS agents with weapons to come to your house, knock on your door, hold you at gunpoint, rifle through your things and demand all this information because you failed to pay, $2.80 in tax or something like that. I mean, they're gonna be doing away with that. That is a good measure. That's one of the good ones. A few other things are happening right now, but I wanted to get into some other stuff. You know, I don't want to bang around too much of this other junk right away, because I do think there is something that Ron Paul had written that is quite good. He says, is it time for Adam Schiff to be expelled from Congress? Well, yeah, I think it's more than expelled from Congress. I think he ought to be facing charges myself. But Ron Paul, not Rand, but Ron Paul writes, with each new release of the Twitter files, we learn more and more about the deep state corruption in Washington. We sensed during COVID-19 that something was really wrong. For example, the bizarre denial of natural immunity. But thanks to Elon Musk's decision to open the books, our worst fears have proven true. Each new release seems to show something even more criminal inside America's rotten ruling class. Okay, so this is from Ron Paul information, and goes on and he says, in the latest release, thanks to the excellent reporting of independent journalist Matt Taibbi, we see outgoing chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Can you imagine this? This guy was chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Representative Adam Schiff from California, Democrat, continuously pressuring Twitter to validate his fantasies of Russian bots manipulating U.S. politics. The short version of what Taibbi reported comes from around three times then chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Devin Nunes. He's a Republican, if you know him, Representative Devin Nunes, a good guy, actually, was about to release his committee's findings about the FBI misuse of the FISA court to spy on the Trump presidential campaign. As Roger Stone says, this makes Watergate look like a a robbery of a pop shop compared to the massive use of the government in a treasonous act. I mean, it's 1,000 times bigger than Watergate. I mean, this is just the beginning, of course, as you know. So Devin Nunes had released all this information. And this is where then-ranking member Schiff and his staff began relentlessly pressuring Twitter to show that the accounts demanding the release of the memo were actually Russian agents out to help their supposed favorite Donald Trump. Schiff was not alone. Fellow Russiagate hoaxers like San Francisco Senator Dianne Feinstein and Senator Richard Blumenthal also pressured Twitter to find Russians behind the demand to release the Nunes findings. All right. Anyway, what you see here is just control of the media, obviously. It's all coming out. But what Ron Paul points out, I think, in summary is this. It is shocking that Schiff and his Russiagate allies would potentially sacrifice millions of dead Americans to defeat Trump and other political enemies. Let's not forget Representative Jim Trafficant, remember him, was expelled from Congress for asking his staffers to wash his boat. Oh, my God. He had his staffers washing his boat. Throw him out of Congress. That's the way it used to be. Of course, they didn't like Trafficant, as you know. He turned out to be a pretty good guy. We've run a lot of clips of his. You ought to hear him speak. They threw him out of Congress for having staffers wash his boat, yet Schiff and his Russiagate allies would potentially sacrifice millions of dead Americans to defeat Trump. Okay, shouldn't there be at least equal punishment for senators and members who are lying us into World War III? What do you think? Yes, I mean, look at the tensions now with Russia. Look at all of this that's happened. This man shouldn't just be thrown out of Congress. He should be prosecuted and held. He should be held to account to everything he's done. Schiff is a horrible, horrible, evil, wicked person. And I think all of you know that. And I think in my estimation, but I think a court can decide that for themselves very easily if they want to and be honest. Yeah, this is one of those things that should be happening. In the meantime, Moderna is back again. And there's a story from Ben Barty at PJ Media. Moderna withheld data from FDA regulators. Really? Oh, they wouldn't do that. Yeah, no, Moderna withheld data from FDA regulators to get bivalent boosters approved. All right, bivalent boosters are basically, they look like an H in a way. They are actually paired up chromosomes as opposed to an mRNA spike protein with only one side of it. These things have basically four locations to where they can attach to an antigen, antibody, or whatever necessary. Okay, how many times have we been treated in the era of the new normal, what they call it, right, to exacerbated corporate media hacks complaining about misinformation pushed by conspiracy theories regarding the COVID-19 mRNA gene therapies deceptively marketed as vaccines. Friends, this is gene therapy. This is not vaccination. That's what they're using. I think all of you know that. Gene therapy. As it turns out, the biggest purveyor of misinformation is the pharmaceutical industry, followed closely by the government and corporate media. Via CNN, the pharmaceutical company Moderna didn't present a set of infection data on the company's new COVID-19 bolster during meetings last year when the FDA advisors discussed whether the shot should be authorized and made available to the public. All right, they're coming out with, I mean, Moderna's in all this trouble and they're still coming out with new vaccines or not vaccines, but gene editing therapy. Can you imagine this? Still coming out with this stuff. The data suggested the possibility that the updated booster might not be any more effective at preventing COVID-19 infections than the original shots. These were just single valent. Okay. Specifically, Moderna hid data on actual infection rates among the patients who were administered the original booster and those who got the bivalent vaccine. That's a new one. The reason is obvious. The data showed that the original booster resulted in fewer infections than the bivalent version, which clearly wouldn't be good news for sales, would it? I mean, can you imagine? Moderna is still putting out new gene therapy on top of everything that's going on right now and still being allowed. 1.9% of the study participants who received the original booster became infected among those who got the updated bivalent vaccine. That's the one that scientists hoped would work better. A higher percentage, almost well over twice that, 3.2% became infected. Okay. Research released by the New England Journal of Medicine, which, by the way, you know, it's another one of these pimp magazines, but there have been people there who themselves have objected to the way the Journal of Medicine, JAMA, has been used. But anyhow, the New England Journal of Medicine found that boosting with new bivalent mRNA vaccines targeting both BA.4 and BA.5 variant, they did not elicit a discernible superior virus neutralizing peak antibody responses compared with the old ones. Okay, in English, that means they don't work as promised. So, when will Moderna get its Twitter account suspended for promulgating dangerous misinformation? Well, I don't think it should be right now. I think it actually should be highlighted first. People should know what's going on. When will the White House collude to censor Moderna's free speech? When will Moderna's licenses to create drugs get suspended the way doctors were threatened with having their medical licenses suspended for spreading COVID, quote, disinformation or misinformation? When will CNN begin conducting ambush interviews for Moderna executives as they do with defenseless independent practitioners like Dr. Mercola, who challenge the big pharma orthodoxy? Obviously, there's something very wrong that they're still able to do all this. Moderna has not been removed as they should, or taken down and suspended. So we've got a real problem with that. And these are the kinds of things that we expect to see more of, and probably will, if we don't put a stop to it by highlighting exactly what is going on with these things right now. And I think that we're on the edge of doing it. We're seeing a lot more of this. People are waking up. We have been winning. I have been in this fight for a long time. I don't want to go into that too much again. But going back to 1992, over 30 years ago now, 31, when I realized that Fauci was lying and a part of what Robert Gallo was doing with HIV, I was already 5 years behind John Rappaport, Celia Farber, Peter Duesberg, so many others who were aware of what was going on with Fauci years ago. And he's been getting away with it all these years. And now he has moved up. He is not gone, friends. He is no longer the director of National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, which is a department under National Institutes of Health, which operates under Health and Human Services, the Department of Health and Human Services. Okay, he's no longer there in the U.S. government. He's moved up now to become an advisor and a U.S. representative to Klaus Schwab and Tedros and the World Health Organization. He's been promoted to becoming the international Mr. Science. Okay, this man should be facing charges, just like Schiff. All of these people should be facing charges. So we're back to the original argument again. When are the Republicans going to do something about actually stopping these criminals? That's what I want to know. It's not another witch hunt, or I'm not going to say it's a witch hunt, because this time he got the witches, by the way, in Biden's basement and in his garage in various places. I mean, the information's all there, and the only thing you got to do is pay somebody to sit down and read it and circle all the charges that apply, you know, probably 20 on every page and 5,000 pages. I mean, it's all there. The point is simply this, that they want to turn it into a paper chase and employ a lot of people when, in fact, they need to be doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is stopping these criminals now. Now, that's a question that we need to ask as we get off into this new year, because we are facing a takedown of our entire republic and our entire constitutional structure in the next 60 days or so. It's very likely that could happen with this World Health Organization treaty that was just given another stamp of approval, just pushed through on its way, friends. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my 357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-whitehouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Love that song so much. I hate to get out of it, you know, because it's so relaxing and we need some relaxing music, I think. I don't know how you are, but yeah, it's a Monday. It's typical, right? I am Steve Starrs here with you on Mondays, as I said I'd always be for you if I can to help out. I love the network, you know. Check out the website, of course, or you've been there. You're going to see a lot of the stories I'm talking about there posted at rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. Help the network out. Keep us on the air, friends. We've got to keep as many facets of our resistance going as we possibly can right now, and I'm working across the scale, working with a lot of different people. I do some part-time radio work at a great AM radio station, 1360KCNC.com. We're out of Colorado, been there for many years. Started back, I think, in 95, and have been carrying the alternative media out to the Cheyenne, Denver area, you know, covering Interstate 80 east-west, Interstate 70 east-west, Interstate 25 north-south. We're right in the middle of the country here. And our location is very strategic, in my opinion, because we're right in the middle of this nation where we're trying to hold things together. And there are a lot of conservatives out here. As you know, we own a lot of property as conservatives. Just look at the red counties versus the blue counties on a map, and you'll see that about 85% of all the real estate or more is owned by red state governments or operated by Republicans and conservatives. Now, I'm not going to really call Republicans conservatives, but you can see that on the map. It's pretty evident. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because you saw a story, or you may have seen this story, about what happened in Chicago. You know that the governor of Illinois has called for a registration and banning of all of what he calls assault weapons, military assault weapons. That's your AR-15s. These are weapons that they like to classify as military grade. And they're trying to get rid of all of those up there. And, of course, you know, we had a governor here. Well, we do have a governor here who's a complete Democratic scumbag, Governor Jared Polis, who's been trying to do the same thing, and the response from our sheriffs was very similar to the response that we saw in Illinois, where over 80 counties had said, we're not going to go along with that. Our sheriffs are not going to, they're not going to enforce this mandate here. I'll read it here. It's from Breitbart. Sheriffs in 80 Illinois counties say they will not enforce assault weapons ban. Down in the article, it says, sheriffs in 80 Illinois counties are making clear they will not enforce the, quote, assault weapons ban that Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law on Tuesday. Breitbart News reported that the assault weapons ban targets commonly owned semi-automatic rifles and requires those who own such rifles to register them with the Illinois State Police. Now, we already know, I can read some more of the story, but let me interject this. We already know that in a lot of these shootings, the people who have these guns were not supposed to have them in the first place. You're not going to get rid of these people having these weapons with any kind of flimsy, for show, Democratic idea that you're gonna get rid of. You're going to save people's lives by getting rid of these weapons this way. Now, I do believe there are people who probably shouldn't have these. As a matter of fact, we just recently found a guy. There was a guy, if you remember, who shot up the Boulder supermarket and killed 10 people. Well, he was. It was decided that he is actually insane, so he's not going to face any kind of trial for murder. He's going to be going away to a funny farm for a while while we try to figure out how he became so crazy and enraged. It enraged to go into a location where guns are banned, by the way, with a weapon, and shot all these people, 10 people there at a Boulder supermarket. He just recently got off, thanks to our people like our governor, Jared Polis, who made the same ruling, who tried to do the same thing. And in the state of Colorado, we had about 53 counties. We don't have as many as Illinois. They're bigger counties. But I think it was about 53 out of 64 counties sheriffs said, no, we're not going to enforce this law either. Okay, Pritzker's office, Governor Pritzker's office, released a statement upon signing the bill. This is in Illinois. It highlighted the registration requirement. The new law also requires existing owners of semi-automatic rifles to register their ownership, ensuring that law enforcement knows the locations of these weapons of war and who hold accountable if they fall into the wrong hands. Well, I mean, you know, again, now he's even admitting that they're going to fall into the wrong hands. But the person who allows somebody to let one of these fall into the wrong hands is going to be held accountable if they're stolen. Like, what was it, Adam Lanza who got these weapons? I don't know that. I'm not going to go into the whole Sandy Hook thing. But you find out these criminals, a lot of them are crazy. They shouldn't have those weapons anyway. So you're not going to stop them with a law like this. Hey, we'll be right back. Talk more. Maybe take some calls. Stay tuned. Right on RBN with Steve Starrs. Light speed.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Yeah.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, hey, welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. I am Steve Starrs here on Mondays on RBN. Glad to be along with you and hope you got through the weekend. More bad weather coming our way. I don't know how you are where you are, but, you know, just hanging together. We're going to, you know, trying to shut off the natural gas. That is, you've seen that already. I could get into that. We could talk a little bit about that. But we'll kind of finish up on this story that we covered just right before we went into the break. With the Illinois governor calling for either a bar or a very stiff registration of all automatic weapons right now. This is not going over very well with over 80 counties, at least in Illinois, have said, their sheriffs have said they're not going to enforce this law. It's unconstitutional. Okay, I'm going to read this right here. Let's see, Pritzker's office, this is Governor Pritzker, released a statement upon his signing the bill. He said it's highlighted the registration requirement. The new law also requires existing owners of semi-automatic rifles to register their ownership, ensuring that the law enforcement knows the location of these weapons of war and to hold who to hold accountable if they fall into the wrong hands. Well, in my opinion, if they fall in the wrong hands, they're taken from the owners. You know what I mean? That could be by anybody, right? Edwards County Sheriff Darby Bow was quick to clarify that he will not be enforcing the ban. This is one of the county sheriffs who are standing up against these governor's mandate rules. We've had the same thing happen in Colorado here. Bauer released a statement in which he said, in part, "Part of my duties that I accepted upon being sworn into office was to protect the rights provided to all of us in the Constitution." Protect the rights provided to all of us in the Constitution, with a capital C. One of those rights enumerated is the right of the people to keep and bear arms, provided under the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms for defense of life, liberty, and property is regarded as an inalienable right by the people. He referred to the semi-automatic rifle ban as a clear violation of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Well, we've seen that all over, as a matter of fact, and it's happening. Now, I have more hope and faith in our county sheriffs than I do in the federal government, friends. And that's why I want to say you might want to visit the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association. That is Sheriff Mack's group. It's CSPOA.org, I believe it is. CSPOA.org. Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Find out about them. Get involved. There are sheriffs all over the country right now. New ones have been elected. You can see that even up to 80 in Illinois. And we had a good number in Colorado. I'm sure whatever state you live in, whether it's Florida, Arkansas, Missouri, Minnesota, you have constitutional sheriffs there that you need to find out who they are, support them. And also, if they're not aware of their authority in this matter, they can be educated. They can find out about other sheriffs around the country who are getting involved with this. I have a lot more confidence in us being on the local level dealing with these things in our local law enforcement people than I do in Congress or D.C. I'm going to get to a call here in a minute, but let me just kind of say this. I had a friend working at the same station that I do volunteer work, you know, and he was saying, "I think we all ought to show up in Washington with our weapons." And I said, "No," this was before January 6th, by the way. "I don't think that's a good idea." "Well, when you're well, let me explain why. First of all, you know, they're gonna try to paint that up as something that is an aggressive attack on the government, and they're probably going to infiltrate it or provocateur problems there to create that." Now, that's what happened with January 6th. We know that, right? I said, the second part of that is this. Why do we even think going to Washington should be important? Why are we even giving respect at all to the District of Columbia? Think about that. Who the hell is Columbia? It has nothing to do with our country, in my opinion. This is a pagan idol, is what it is. The district, the whore District of Columbia. Why even give it respect? Why even ask, you know, act like it? This is an important place. Look what happened with the January 6th thing. You know, why do we even give that little 10 square miles the obedience and respect of it being a location of our government? Our government is out here in the country, friends. It's your sheriff. It's your local county. It's your people in your state and your state representatives, your county commissioners, people like that. The government is out here where we live. I don't think we ought to go to Washington with our guns. I think what we ought to do is make them come out here and say, tell us that we're supposed to give them up. Really? And you're from where? Oh, that district, the whorehouse, Columbia? Yeah, come on. You know, I mean, I'm tired and fed up with the federal government. Why do we even give that respect anymore? It's so far out of control. It is so unconstitutional that it doesn't matter in the factor of all this. Well, hey, I've talked a little bit and I got a call here. Let me see if we can get started on that. Let's go to, I think it's David. David, are you there, buddy? David and M.A.
Yeah, Steve?
Yeah. Hey, David. How you doing?
Yeah, your name's Steve, right?
Yes, sir. It sure is. That's what they used to call me anyway.
Yeah, because I talked to you last Monday, Steve.
Right. We had a great talk. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so listen, Steve, I'm surprised nobody is really, I don't know if anybody's thought of this, but nobody's put it out on the air, but you know what I call that mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot? You know what I call her? I call her a Lori heavy-handed.
Yes, that is what she is, too. I got a story for you about her, though. She's in trouble. Go ahead, but I'm going to say one thing. She did one thing right. our governor has been busing illegals and asylum seekers up into Chicago and into also into New York. And both the governor, I think it's Eric Adams in New York, you know, Democrats, these are all Democrats, and her have written back and said, stop sending these illegals from Denver up to us on these busloads. So I have to give her one credit there. Okay, but go ahead. She's actually telling our Democratic governor to quit sending our illegals to her.
Right.
Go ahead.
You know, it's important to give everybody deserves a little bit of credit for something, you know. And
I think it's nice. When the Democrats are fighting themselves, it's a good idea. I think to see them fighting now over the whole issue of their own damn immigration policy. But go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, but so anyways, she's Lori Lightfoot when it comes to tiptoeing around black-on-black violence, okay? Mm-hmm. That's when she's very light-footed, when she's tiptoeing around black-on-black violence in Chicago. But she's very, very heavy-handed when it comes against coming against white heterosexual men, even white heterosexual police officers, all this abuse of force and all this crap. She really socks it to them. She's very heavy-handed when it comes against the white man and everything. But so anyways, I just figured I'd put that out here for people to just think about that a little bit. I like to play around with words. Steve, another one, Steve, I've come up with that I think is very applicable. Do you know that Sloppy Joe Biden's attorneys are already preparing their defense, and especially if he's impeached and everything, and the way his defense is shaping up with his attorneys, his battery of attorneys and everything, is they're going to admit that, yes, as vice president, he played fast and loose with all the classified documents, and he had them like almost like trash in his garage, and he forgot to take out to the curb. So what the defense is going to be, he did play fast and loose. He did steal a lot of classified documents, but the defense is going to be that he's certifiable. The reason he stole all the classified documents is because he himself is certifiable.
Certifiably insane, you're saying? I mean, he's like the guy that shot up the Boulder supermarket. He's insane, so we have to let him go. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
No, if somebody is certifiable, it's a legal term that they're mentally incapacity and they can't even be held criminally responsible because
that would apply to Amendment 25. Amendment 25 was then he'd have to say, "Well, I have to leave office now because if he takes that excuse, he is no longer capable of being accountable." Amendment 25 would remove him, which should have removed him from the beginning anyway, though, David. You know that, I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff, and I'm really not looking forward to, like I said, a Peyton Place argument and a paper chase with Joe Biden. There's so many things happening right now. I think, as I said before, that is something that can be summed up in maybe over 30 days by an investigative group going through and just circling all the problems and saying we found 2,587 infractions here, and we'll go through them one by one, or you can just vote the guy out, we can come to a conclusion quickly. I'm saying the key thing is we need to get rid of Biden right away. Anyway, I mean, he should be impeached immediately. We shouldn't be waiting around for a paper chase and all. This should not drag on like the witch hunt, is what I'm saying, David. Like, went on for 2 years and spent all that money and came up with nothing. The Trump witch hunt, anyway. But is that kind of what you were saying, too?
Yeah, and what I think the scariest thing he's doing is imagine giving $100 billion to a militant. A militant Jewish homosexual, so that this militant Jewish homosexual named Volodymyr Zelensky can attack Mother Russia and attack Orthodox Christianity? And that mental case in the White House is giving this militant, radical, militant, sex-crazed Jewish homosexual $100 billion to attack Mother Russia? Oh, thank God for President Putin. Thank God for President Putin. And I'll tell you something, Steve. I'll leave you with this thought, and I'll hang up. You know, I used to be a Holocaust denier, but I've come to believe in the Holocaust. But not the Holocaust that we... But listen to me now. Not the Jewish Holocaust. I'm a believer in the coming Holocaust. I'm a believer in the coming nuclear holocaust. Because, listen, and this is the last thing I'll say, President Putin's last offer, he's given us an offer. We have a choice. We can either have the nuclear family or we can have the nuclear holocaust. President Putin says, you take your pick.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's been saying that for a long time.
The nuclear holocaust. Yeah. And I think these depraved Americans are going to take the nuclear holocaust.
He's been saying that actually from the beginning. He was trying to talk to Trump about renegotiating the SALT agreements and things like that long before this. And they wanted to get in the way of that. That is why they created this rift between Putin and Trump from the very beginning with the Russiagate, because they knew any coordination that might happen between these two leaders could lead to a peaceful situation, a solution, even a cutting back in the escalation of the arms war that was going on. And by this time, Putin had already abandoned the restraints concerning starting the development of new offensive weapons, and he said it very vocally. He said, we could not keep up with the anti-missile propaganda, well, not propaganda, but the anti-missile program that was going on with the United States. And it really was propaganda, because to a large extent, these missiles really weren't anti-ballistics anyway. But he said, we couldn't do that. So we developed aggressive weapons that would go faster and go around them. And he said, we didn't want to do that, just like you're pointing out, but we had to in order to keep the balance of power in effect. And so Putin said that from the very beginning. We would like to go back to trying to get a control. One of the reasons, as we have stated, and he has stated so many times, they want this buffer space in between Kiev and Russia, is to give them time to respond in any advanced attack of any serious nuclear threat. I mean, that is important, because that is the mad deterrent. I mean, a number of missiles are launched all at once, you've got very precious minutes to either self-destruct those weapons, or there's going to be a response. If you eliminate that time, and Putin knew this, look what happened in Operation Barbarossa. He said, we made that mistake years ago, trusting Hitler. And it turned into, I think it was something like 7 million people died in Barbarossa. It was like a Normandy every day for over 6 months. It was a horrible, horrible war there. He said, we're not going to make that mistake again. We're not letting our enemies or any potential threat camp on our border. So, Putin's been making those points for a long time. And as you've been reading this story today, you know, it's coming out of Russia. He says our economy is doing very well. That's because he's an economist. He knows how industry and economies work. Russia is hunkered down and ready for a long winter and a long series of winters. They have their own energy, their own oil. They're not injecting their soldiers with a DNA-destroying, dangerous vaccine. They're using an old, attenuated live vaccine for colds and flus, and I don't even know if they're doing that much. Same as China. But what you're seeing here with Putin is that he's playing much smarter. He is an economist. Russia has emerged quite strongly in the last several months. Now, there's been a lot of suffering, and the Russians don't like that. And as we pointed out, any more infractions will result in stiff retribution coming from Russia. Yes, they do have a tsunami bomb. They can set off a 500 megaton bomb underwater, and they can wash Great Britain right off the map if they wanted to do it. I mean, I've heard that they recently said that they tried to test it, the nuclear, you know, their laser wire torpedo, and it didn't work. And they said, well, you know, that's not going to work right now. I think better. I think the reality is any minor infraction or problem they had was just tightened up. It's even possible, and I've heard this said before, that the explosion, the volcanic explosion that we saw in Tonga may have been ignited by an underwater nuclear device. And that's because there wasn't a lot of rumbling before, like we saw at Mount St. Helens. We normally see a lot of seismic activity before something this big happens. It usually starts, and you can pick up a growing amount of seismic activity. This just basically happened almost within an hour or so, the explosion in Tonga. There have been reports, and I'm not verifying this and saying that this is true. I don't know for certain, but that explosion may have been induced by an underwater thermonuclear device. And you saw what happened there. It was huge. So these are the kinds of things. This is the kind of what we're talking about. This is the kind of weaponry that is out there and that is available, yeah. And Putin has it. He knows he can use it. So that's yeah, kind of, you know.
I was just going to say, Steve, and then probably some other caller. I don't know if you have another caller, but
yeah, I got another caller coming up.
Okay, let me close with this, Steve. President Vladimir Putin has something in common with the Old Testament prophet Elijah. Now, what would President Vladimir Putin possibly have in common with the Old Testament prophet Elijah? Well, I'll tell you what he has in common with Elijah. Just as Elijah was able to call fire down from heaven, President Vladimir Putin can call fire down from heaven. He can call fire down from heaven on all these Sodom and Gomorrahs in Western Europe and in this United States.
Right on.
So
yes, you can.
Be on notice.
All right, buddy. Hey, I think you got to run. We got the break coming up. Yeah, we'll stay tuned.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, dude. Thank you. Be right back. Hang in there.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way?
All right. That's one of those I need to learn. You know, I play keyboards and I, you know, I sing a little bit, or I try anyway until people tell me to stop. But, no, I love the great music, and we have it on there, and I appreciate Julie and all the people here working at RBN. Friends, keep the network going. Do what you can. I'm Steve Starrs. This is Lightspeed Times 2, and I'm only here one day a week, and it's good to be here. I mean, I just start to get comfortable. I'm starting to really relax and get comfortable now, and I'm enjoying this show, and it's coming to an end. But, no, I mean, there's so much to talk about, and we were, you know, just discussing the dangers of the mounting destruction that appears to be developing between East and West. I thought we had this all solved. You know, Vladimir Putin is an economist. He has been around for quite a while. He's been pretty observant of a lot of things, and he understands a lot more about running a government than Joe the blowhard Biden ever did. This man is a true leader in terms of knowing what to do. Yes, a lot of people in Russia don't like him. I had a friend in Russia, and this is what he said about Putin. It was kind of interesting, I thought. He said that one of the Russian poets said that, "I would rather have a man stand in front of me with a knife to rob me than a parasite on my back, sucking the blood out of my life," you know, and that's meaning the communism. He said he had more respect for Putin in a way than he did the old system. That's the way a lot of Russians sort of look at it. So he's not always, I mean, that's not an easy position to be in there. But in this case, he has basically taken on the Davos groups, the World Economic Forum. He's standing up against them, friends, and they know that. And they're blaming him for invading Russia, for invading Ukraine. That's not what happened. This whole thing started, really, with ongoing problems developed by Soros, by these right-wing fascists like Azov and Right Sector, various people who have been threatening the people in the Donbass since, really, 2014. And this continued. There were thousands of deaths. They were basically dismissing. They were forcing these people to speak Ukrainian, not their native Russian. And the people in that Donbass area decided that they had had enough. They wanted to be officially recognized as independents, as independent states, that is, independents who were affiliated with the Russian Federation, not necessarily a part of it, but under an agreement now with the Russian Federation. Now, they could do that with the UN Article 51 proposal. That should have been granted right away. They applied for that. Putin went through the process. They all said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to lay out this Article 51, I think it was, Article 51 stipulation by United Nations agreement that these people have voted now, just like they did in Crimea, to join our federation and be recognized. Therefore, we are willing to do that in Russia. Now, that's a legal way to go. It wasn't an invasion of this area. They said, this is where we're going to draw the line. That's what started all of this, okay? So that's one of the reasons why this whole thing got out of control. It wasn't initiated by something that Putin did because he wanted to start a war. This was something that happened because they would not even acknowledge the UN agreement that was there. All right, friends, it's been too short. I can't wait to come back until next Monday. In the meantime, stay tuned. I think Mike Rivero's up next. Great shows to follow here on RBN. Thanks for joining me on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Steve Starrs for now, saying goodbye on Lightspeed Times 2.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.